Sunday, July 6, 2008, foreign aid a big part of Tibetan exiles' lives. Life in exile may be difficult, but love from around the world has made it a little easier for Tibetans. For nearly half a century, foreign aid, from medical assistance to agricultural programs and shelter for children, has played an important role in Tibetans' life in exile. Taiwan has been just such a donor. Walking into the Zhoujie Kengsar Hospital in the Tibetan settlement in Bilakupe, India, an ambulance is parked in the courtyard with the words donated by the Love and Care Committee, Taiwan, through the Department of Health, Central Tibetan Administration, written on it. Fak Mo Tso, the only full-time doctor at the hospital, stood in the courtyard and greeted her guests, a delegation from the Taiwan-Tibet Exchange Foundation, TTEF, giving each a white kata, a silk scarf used by Tibetans to greet or show respect to someone. The delegation then handed Tso a few boxes with small disposable medical supplies. "We have been here several times and we always bring medical supplies when we visit," said Wong Shijie, the foundation's deputy secretary general. On his most recent visit last year, Wong brought something much bigger than medical supplies. He was there to inaugurate a new wing of the hospital donated by the TTEF and the International Cooperation and Development Fund, Taiwan, ICDF Taiwan. Love from Taiwan, the general inpatient ward, eye operation theater, education hall, and staff quarters are donated by ICDF Taiwan and Taiwan-Tibet Exchange Foundation, a stone plaque embedded in the wall at the entrance of the new wing reads. Furniture and equipment donated by Dr. Raffaella Franz Ciona and Italian friends. We've had medical and agricultural aid programs for Tibetans in exile since 2004. Wong said, "During the first 2 years, we provided first aid, dentistry, and podiatrics training to physicians from the southern Indian state of Karnataka in first aid." Wong said they had picked Karnataka because the state counts 5 Tibetan settlements, including Bilakupe, with approximately 40% of the exiled Tibetan population. Later, the TTEF learned from the Tibetan government in exile that it wished to upgrade the hospital in Bilakupe but lacked money, Wong said. So we asked ICDF for help and built the new wing with them, Wong said, adding that the project had cost 4.5 million rupees, $104,000. Thanks to the new building and equipment, the hospital is now capable of meeting the medical needs of more patients. In the past, we could at the most take 40 patients a morning. Now we can see 50 to 60 patients, Zhou said, adding that more than 80 eye surgeries have been carried in the new eye operation theater so far. Since the hospital's reputation has spread by the word of mouth, we usually have more Indian patients than Tibetans. Some of the patients even came from afar, she said. Away from Bilakupe, more than 2,000 Tibetan children in Dharamsala are able to have a home because of aid from around the world. We have 2,069 children living here. Phun Chok Nam Giao, director of the Tibetan Children's Village, TCV, in Dharamsala said, most of the children here are those who escaped from Tibet. Only a few are from Tibetan families in nearby communities and settlements who are enduring difficulties and cannot take care of their children. He said, the TCV was founded 1 year after the failed 1959 Tibetan uprising against Chinese rule to provide care for refugee children who were on their own. Even today, some Tibetan parents are unable to leave China but want their children to grow up in freedom and send their kids across the Himalayas. Children in the 10th grade or younger stay in houses with two rooms, one for 12 boys, the other for 12 girls. These houses are like family homes, Hunsok said. Each house is headed by TCV staff who act like their parents. Aside from providing shelter for the children, the TCV also teaches basic manners and etiquette to the children, such as brushing their teeth every day and always carrying handkerchiefs. Once they reached 11th grade, the children are moved to hotels nearby, Hunsak said. However, the TCV is not just a home for Tibetan children. We actually have schools on campus for the children, Hunsak said. In addition to the TCV in Dharamsala, four other TCVs can be found across India, and more branch institutions under the TCV have been launched, including 7 residential schools, 6 day schools, 9 daycare centers, 4 vocational training centers, 3 youth hotels, and 3 homes for the elderly. The TCV even plans to build a college. For all these, the director said, he is very thankful to all foreign organizations and individuals who have offered their help. Whenever we have a new child, we find him or her a sponsor. All the buildings are donated by foreign organizations. Hunsak said, standing in front of a house with a plaque that read, donated by U.S. Committee for Refugees. On the next house, a sign says, donated by Dutch aid to Tibetans. Our main library was donated by Taiwanese, Hunsak said, pointing to a large yellow building across a sports field. We received a $100,000 donation from Taiwan to build the library, he said, adding that he did not know who the donor was as the money was donated through the Tibet Religious Foundation of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, the Tibetan representative office in Taipei. Asked about the donor, the Tibetan office's Secretary General, Sonam Dorji, declined to give any information as the donor has specifically asked that his or her name be kept confidential.